11, 3, 1 and 18. You going to be cautious here given what we're getting at the moment, or have you got a safe each way bet here somewhere?
Well, look, the safe one's probably Moret, I suppose, race 6, number 12. But, look, I think we have to play it a little bit by ear, Andrew. I mean, we don't know what the track condition's going to be like by probably even by Melbourne Cup time, so
yeah,
I just play it a little cautiously.
All right. As I say, continued heavy rain falling right now over the top of Flemington. This band of rain is really dumping on, and I'm at the 500-metre mark, and I can't see... I can see the grandstand, and I can just see a building heading towards back into the city. It is really heavy as we speak.
And Vanderhum turns the corner in the Melbourne Cup.
Yes. Who knows what will happen over the next few hours. 3 o'clock is start time, so we're still 5 hours away, but right now it is being dumped on. Good on you, Steve. Hope it's a winning Melbourne Cup day for you.
Fantastic. Thanks, Andrew.
Steve Moran joining us with his look for Flemington. We'll keep an eye on the weather. We'll keep an eye on the stewards' reports here. Just before I take a break, and then we'll be going to Tim Bailey, who will be able to update on this weather. I'm just going to check the Racing Victoria steward site to see if they've made any movement here at Flemington at this stage. No, not at the moment. So we'll wait and see what comes of this rain that is falling right now in this track condition. A break, and as I say, we'll look at the weather and also Paul Joyce in his preview for Randwick.
Sports fans, as we approach the end of 2018, let's put the year's sporting disappointments behind us. Not every team can win. It's the moments that matter. We all love a great sporting erection.
I think you'll find that's resurrection, Andrew.
Whatever your sporting fix, there's no better way to plan around sport than Sportsia, the gurus of planning for as long as Laurie Daly has lived outside of Judy. Order the 2019 Sportsia Diary at sportsia.com.au. That's sportsia.com.au. Sportsia, plan it right.
The crew from the Big Sports Breakfast are off to the golf.
Not just any old golf tournament, but the New South Wales Open Championship. 156 players compete over 4 days for a share of $400,000 prize money. Join in the fun when we come to you live from Twin Creeks Golf and Country Club this Friday morning. That's the Big Sports Breakfast, live from the New South Wales Open on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. Thanks to Drummond Golf, Australia's biggest.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Melbourne Cup Day, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1-4 at Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing this Melbourne Cup Day? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Get live streaming of every race every day, even when you're browsing the app. Gamble responsibly.
Paul Joyce in just a tick to have a look at every race at Randwick for us today. Tim Bailey, our weather guru from Channel 10's with us. And, well, Tim, I'm at Flemington, and I can tell you, mate, it is bucketing down here right now.
Ah, dear, we love his racing knowledge immensely. Good morning, Andrew Bensley. Well, it's the day of the year everyone knows something about horse racing, Benz, isn't it? Your neighbour, your poster, your auntie, even the person in the office who hasn't said a word for 6 months. We all go giddy about the giddy-up. Melbourne Cup Day 2018, the champion choices Tuesday you ever did see. Now, it drips with tradition, Andrew, but the big question right now, will it drip with rain? And you've answered it. It's got this wondering weatherman very worried. The grey stuff is going to flow at Flemington today. Heavy cloud pushes across the Ribbing Racecourse. It looks as though there'll be between 10 to 20 millimetres of rain throughout the day, Ben. Heaviest of it. Now, this is the worry. Around about midday to 1, maybe 2 p.m., we've already copped 4 millimetres since 9 a.m., 20 to 30 kilometres an hour south-southwest. It's a cloudathon, mate. No getting away from it. It's a leaking sky. But look on the bright side, Ben. Look on the bright side. Tomorrow, they're forecasting hail and 16 degrees. So we might just have got away with one, mate. But coming down heavily there now, yes?
Yes, it is. No, it's been really solid for about 20 to 25, maybe 30 minutes, and this track will certainly be in the soft range now, but we'll keep our listeners up to date. What's it like back at Randwick?
Okay, Sydney today, Royal Randwick's bumper day. Hot one again, mate. 31 degrees, 60% chance of a shower. Sticky day, real sticky. 60 to 70% humidity, north-northeast winds. Now, look, you've had a big week, Ben, and it's only Tuesday. I've got to ask the man who's asked everyone else, what do you like? What do you know? What do you heard? Everyone listening right now wants to know what you think. Give us the Bensley Oil for Cup Day 18.
Yeah, no, I'm all over Magic Circle. I love its turn of speed. It's won 6 from 12 on soft ground, so I'm not put off by that. I think it wins. Yucatan may even drift out a little bit more. It does like it reasonably firm. I think it's the main threat. If I was going to throw in one to do the double, it's Best Solution. I think that it's just going to get a perfect run, and it has won 3 from 4 on the soft. So I'm starting to look for a few that have got the wet track form.
I think you have to do that, mate. You really do. It's not going to ease up. If anything, it's going to get worse. The next 48 hours in Melbourne, not going to be much good weather-wise, but we're not there for the weather. We're there for the racing. I'm interested that you've jumped off the Solution Horse that won you half a house on Caulfield Cup Day. But listen, the Weatherman's Wager, Bailey's Bet, Timmy's Tip, and we found Osborne Bulls on Saturday. Today, we go right to the bottom. Does it ring a bell, mate? A Northern Hemisphere three-year-old winning the Melbourne Cup. Does it ring a bell? It happened last year with Rekindling. It's going to happen again this year at around about 21-1. Rostropovich with just 51 kilos gets in beautifully. My only worry, I've got as much idea about the jockey as I have about the colour of your underpants today, Andrew.
No, Wayne Lorden, he goes all right, and Rostropovich has won 1 from 1 on soft, so at least you know that the horse does handle it. Hey, Tim, we're going to move on with Paul Joyce, mate, but you have a beauty wherever you are this afternoon.
Thank you, mate. All eyes on Melbourne. The world watches, and so does everyone you know. Good luck, Ben.
Good on you, Tim. Tim Bailey from Network 10 with the latest on the weather. Righto, time to look at Randwick. It's a good four. The first race comes up at 11.50. Aussie and number two, the favourite at $4 over Stardome, number four at $4.80. And let's hear from Paul Joyce. He's online. Morning to you, Paul.
Yes, hello, Andrew. The first at Randwick, a three-year-old benchmark 70 over the 1,800 metres. Speed will come from Jarhead and also a quality approach with Yula Saba also probably driving for the front. So a bit of speed here. I've gone 3.472. I like number three, Mangione, on top. This son of Fiorente was very strong through the line at Canterbury over 1,900 last start to break his maiden. And that was after striking the rail at about the 600-metre mark and losing all his momentum. He had to pick himself up again, weave through the pack. So it was a big win. That was only his third start. Here he is at Randwick, 1,800 metres. I'm sure that'll suit. And I've got him on top to win the opener. To beat number four, Stardome, who is the stablemate. This colt is by Savabeel, and he won his maiden at Canterbury over 1,550 last start. And he was also a very strong through the line. So they're the two for Chris Waller. Thought number seven, quality approach. He's over the odds, this horse, for Kieran Maher and David Eustace. Bolted in a maiden at Kilmore over 1,462 metres last start, and I think he'll put himself up on speed. Number two, Orsi, and the best of the rest, the other Chris Waller runner. Thought he was a touch disappointing on the Kenzo last start when beaten in a four-horse field, but he's hard in the market, and he's obviously some sort of chance. But number three, Mangione, the top pick for me in race one.
Righto, they're the thoughts from Joycey in race one. Race two here over the 1,400 with Tab Fixed Odds. We've got the shorty here for Peter and Paul Snowden. Napoleon Solo, number one. It's currently at $1.65 after opening this morning at $1.80. Stealth Sniper, number seven, at $6.50, and Ormond Zoo, number four, at $7. But they're all over Napoleon Solo.
Race two at Randwick on Tuesday, Andrew. This is the three-year-old maiden over 1,400 metres. Speed in the race here. There's only one leader I can find, and that's Stealth Sniper for Gerald Ryan and James Innes Jr. So there's your leader, and he'll probably give a good sight to getting a pressure-free lead. But I've tipped the one, Napoleon Solo, 1, 4, 7, and 6. This galloper will go around the short price elect. He ran second to Adana last start at Warwick Farm with a big gap back to third, Armandzao. Now, Adana, of course, went down on Saturday in the Carbine Club at Flemington and turned in a cracking run there, finishing hard. Didn't get into the placing, the terrific run nevertheless. So that really franked the form from that maiden. Christian Ruth takes the ride, and you'd have to think Napoleon Solo breaks through here today. But I do think number four, Armand Zoo, could be the one to turn the form around from that Warwick Farm race, because he had no luck at all there, the Son of Zoo Star. He went back early, couldn't get in, rushed forward, caught three wide, and then ended up finishing third. 3 1/4 lengths behind Napoleon Solo, so it's a big margin to turn around. But I think he'll make some impact into that margin, so it'll be interesting to see how he goes against the short price favourite. Outside of that, the 7th Self Sniper with a soft lead. He'll obviously kick and take some catching. He was a brave second at Wyong first up. And I think number 6, Ocean Dash, could be the improver at massive odds for Richard Freeman. Didn't mind the way he closed off late on debut up at Muswellbrook. But the one, Napoleon Solo, he's got to be the horse to beat. 1, 4, 7, and 6 in race 2.
Race 3, the Camera House Plate at Randwick, and the current TAB fixed odds market. Jean Van Overmeer is on the favourite, number 4, Nauticus at $4.40. 7, Snips at $5.50. Canny Nero, number 2 for Mark Newnham at 6. And Round of Applause, number 5, the next one in the market at $9. Bjorn Baker has the favourite here. Paul, take us through your thoughts in race 3.
The third race, the 3-year-old maiden over 1,200. Speed here, Nauticus the likely leader. Oz Fighter kicks up. Canyon Hero will work across. Secret Legend right there. Snips has got the blinkers first time. So you've got speed right across the track here. A real competitive affair. I've gone 4, 2, 5, and 7. I've got to go with the 4 Nauticus on what I've seen at the trials. He's just looked really sharp. He's won both his lead-up trials. He's been tested out to win them, but he's really put his rivals away late, charged through the line. Like a horse that's going to win races and probably win races over more distance. But today, 1,200 metres, barrier 1. He's by done deal out of Miss Finland. And I think Bjorn Baker's got him wound right up here for a first-up assault. So the 4 Nauticus on top in the third. To beat the 2 Canyon Hero for Mark Newnham, a frustrating run for this son of Piero. 6 starts for 5 placings, including last start at Wyong, where he sent out the short-price favourite but bumped into Katie Did It. He's got a tricky gate today. He'll need everything to fall into place for him to win one. But once he does, he's the sort of horse that might put a few together. The 5 Round of Applause, he's my value runner here for Bryce Hayes. Loved the way he hit the line on debut at Newcastle, and Restrained won that race. Now, Restrained has come out and won again since. So there's a bit of form around this bloke, and I think he can only improve. So if you're playing Quinellas or Trifectas, make sure you include number 5. And I thought number 7, Snips, for David Pfeiffer and Josh Parr. Blinkers go on first time at start number 3. He's only had the 2 starts, obviously, and finished second both occasions behind Handy Types in Shinju, then Flamin' Owl. So I expect Snips to be very competitive as well. It's a good open one. A race 3, I'm going 4, 2, 5 and 7.
To race number 4 here over the 2,400 metres at Randwick, and Shangani Patrol number 4 is the favourite here. Open this morning 2.40, it got to 2.10, back out to 2.20 right now for Matt Dale. Plagiarist number 3, 4.40, 4.60, 35 minutes ago, now into $3, Plagiarist. Really good confident move, and as I talk to you, it's now $2.90. So Shangani Patrol number 4 is now 2.30 and drifting. Plagiarist has been 4.40 into $2.90 right now this morning, and Heartlet number 5, a drifter, out to $10.
Here, the fourth race, benchmark 70, 2,400. Speed in the race here, Shangani Patrol and Plea Bargain. They'll have to sort out who leads here, and Heartlet seems to drop into the gun trailing spot from barrier 1. I've gone 4.5.3.1. Shangani Patrol on top, number 4 for Matty Dale and Josh Parr. Since Matty's got this horse, he's really turned his form around. He's had him for 4 starts. He's got 2 victories, a close second, and first up at Canberra over the mile. He was well in contention, but he didn't have any luck and missed the place there. But overall, very consistent for this son of Paulinus. He'll roll forward here today. He'll make his own luck up on speed. And the others, they're going to have to be good enough to get past him. And when you get to this sort of grade over 2,400, often the horse that can get out in front and run home in 36 seconds, that's all you need to do. So Shangani Patrol on top for me. To beat the 5 Heartlet, she'll get the gun run, as I mentioned earlier. She's coming off a 3rd behind Plea Bargain last start. Prior to that, she bolted in at Wyong. So she's coming here in a bit of form. Number 3, Plagiarist. Well, he's a horse who just hasn't lived up to the early promise. He's now had 8 starts running to 1 win, but he's been placed 4 times. Gets out to the 2,400 now, which is the distance he looks as though he needs. He's just got to get out and do it on race day now. And number 1, the Bandit. Another one for Richard Freeman. I'm tipping could run a race at big odds. He won't know himself back in this grade at 2,400. He's had 3 runs to get himself ready for the trip. and he could be the absolute knockout. He has had 5 of his 22 starts in stakes company. But my numbers here, 4, 5, 3 and 1 in race 4.
Yeah, and Paul, that move for Plagiarist, $2.90 right now, so we'll certainly watch that through the morning into the afternoon in race 4. Race 5 at Randwick, it's the Agency Real Estate over the 1,400 metres. LaSalle, number 3, open this morning, $3.90. It's a drifter. It's out to $4.40 right now for Godolphin. 9, Campari, 5 into $4.60. Cooper Belt, number 6 for John Thompson, opened at $13 half an hour ago, went to $11, and it's now $8, number 6. And Moe Rose is solid at $8. So while 3's a drifter, Paul, the 6 has been well backed this morning.
Yeah, the fifth race, Andrew, benchmark 70 over the 1,400. And the speed in this race probably comes from a few down around the bottom here in Magic Search and Voilier. They've both drawn out. They both like to go forward. So I think they'll put the speed on with Bringer Gem lobbing into the box seat. Numbers, I've gone 5, 3, 1 and 9. I'm keen on the 5 Travancore here, first up to run a big race. Loves the track and distance. The Randwick 1,400, 4 tries for a win and 2 seconds. The day he won, he knocked over a horse called Smart Edge from the Snowden Yard, and it was a fairly strong win. Outside of that, he's run second here behind Kaonic in a benchmark 82, where he looked the winner, and Kaonic got the miracle split late along the rails. So, first up, bit of speed on, lovely gate. I think today's the day you want to get on Travancore. Good odds available each way, and he is my best value play of the day. Number 3, LaSalle, she's got to be a threat for James Cummings, Jean Van Overmeer. She's got a lovely gait. She's trialled well coming into this. She won at Canterbury 2 starts back. She holds her form, and obviously she should race really well. The 1, Bringer Gem, I think he's a value chance as well for your Quinellas and Trifectas. Forget his first up run on the soft track at Kenzo. He's much better on top of the ground, and he's very well graded here in a benchmark 70. So I expect him to run well with all the favours in transit. And number 9 goes in for 4th Campari. She's a tricky one to line up, but she's a listed place getter in New Zealand. She won at her first run in Australia, winning a maiden at Gosford, sent out a heavily backed favourite at Warwick Farm subsequently, and she was a bit disappointing finishing 4th. But she could bounce back. But either way, I'm on Travancore each way for a good result. Race 5, number 5, numbers 5, 3, 1 and 9.
Travancore at the moment, Paul, is $15 and $4 the place, number 5, so a good each-way bet at this stage in race number 5. No surprise what's just happened here at Flemington, as we've been telling you over the last 40 minutes or so. Really consistent, strong rain, and the track has been downgraded to a soft 5 here at Flemington. It still continues to rain. It may be not as heavy as what it was, but it's still pretty consistent rain that is falling. So Flemington now downgraded to a soft 5. To race 6 at Randwick, Tactical Advantage is the favourite at $3.30. Isurian number 7, it's been $4.80 into $4.40 this morning. And Marsupial, the sable mate, has been $5.50 into $4.60, number 5.
Race 6, so the first leg of the quaddie, obviously. It's an open handicap, 1,100 metres. Plenty of speed in this race wherever you look. You've got Oxford Poet, Bassett, Dissolute, Marsupial, Isurian probably has to work across, Tango Rain, and, of course, Noble Joey driving through to make them all do a bit of work. I think it'll suit number 1, Tactical Advantage. I've gone 1, 2, 6 and 7. Tactical Advantage, I think he's got superior form. He's a better sprinter than these. That's why he's got the big weight of 61 kilos today. But you've only got to go back 2 starts. He copped a good track on the Kenzo here. He bolted in, beating Dissolute and Drachenfels. He had 2.5 length margin on the line. He's gone up 2.5 kilos for that win. And subsequently, he did strike the heavy track in the Sydney Stakes Group 3 race, where he finished 4th behind PRR to Jungle Edge and Clearly Innocent. So here he is today, back on top of the ground. Plenty of speed to suit. I think Andrew Gibbons will just let the speed go and then find a bit of clear air turning for home. And Tactical Advantage, with his turn of foot, should put them away stylishly. I'll tell you what, I think number 2, Boss Lane, run a race at massive odds here today. He's a Randwick specialist, good track specialist. His recent form is really strong when you go through it. A 4th behind Redzel back in the Concord Stakes 3 starts ago, beaten less than 2 lengths. And then he ran 5th behind Tactical Advantage, beaten 4 lengths, but he gets a 3-kilo swing at the weight. And then last time out on that heavy track, he also went around in the Sydney Stakes and ran 5th. So his form isn't that dissimilar to Tactical Advantage, and I think he could run 2nd at big odds and put a lot of value into the Quinella. Other chances for the multis, the Six Dissolute now with Greg McFarlane, was formerly with James Cummings. Last start, second behind, Tactical Advantage gets a 2.5 kilo swing there for a 2.5 length margin. So obviously he'll go a bit closer this time. And the Seven Eye Saurian, who's been racing well in Melbourne, only a lightly raced entire for James Cummings, just doesn't map well here. I'm not sure if they go forward, are they going to get across? Otherwise, they may have to go back and ride for a bit of luck. But either way, I'm keen on Tactical Advantage 1, 2, 6, and 7.
Race number 7 at Randwick, and Southern Lad, number 6, the favourite here for John O'Shea. Good move this morning. $3.10, now $2.60, number 6, Southern Lad. Ford Deity out to $6, and Penbow Castle is out to $7.50. The one they're supporting early, Southern Lad, number 6.
Race 7, a benchmark 74 over the 1,200, and the speed in this race looks solid. Nickabel, he really likes to get going out in front, and he'll probably lead the likes of Blue Tycoon, Oxford Magic. You've also got in the field Rafa's Choice, who likes to go forward. I've tipped 9, 9, 4, 13, and 6. I like the 9 each way superstar Bob for Matty Dale and Josh Parr. You've got a jockey in white hot form. You've got a trainer in good form. This horse ran second first up from a long break on the Kenzo. That was a soft 6, and I think he's better on top of the ground, which you'll get today. He's a horse that's always had a lot of potential, had a few problems in the last 12 months. He's only had the 2 starts. But the fact is, he's second up today is a great sign. And with that speed on up front, I think Josh Parr will be able to get back out of strife and give him one last crack at them. Number 4, Deity, she can be the big improver here back on top of the ground. She just didn't handle that soft 6 on the Kensington last time behind Chapelco. But prior to that, she was impressive, winning easily at Warwick Farm. So she goes in for second. She should get a lovely run. The 13 goes in for third here, and that is Pembroke Castle. Now, Chris Waller tried the blinkers first up last prep. The horse was a good thing beaten at Canterbury, then didn't fire at Rose Hill on a soft track, so they've made the decision to geld him, and now he's back today, first run as a gelding. So watch for any betting moves for this son of I'm Invincible. And the 6 will put in for 4th, Southern Lad. This horse obviously hard in the market. He's had 3 starts for 2 wins. This is his toughest test to date, and he's got to overcome the outside gate. So a couple of little negatives, but obviously hard to knock your horse in winning form. I'm keen on the 9 each way superstar, Bob, 9, 4, 13 and 6.
And at the moment, the horse in that race, superstar Bob, just looking at the latest as I refresh, $15.380 the place, number 9, superstar Bob for Paul in race 7. The second last at Randwick on this good 4 there, Sweet Ava, number 3. Gee, this is an open betting race. 3 Sweet Eva's been 6 into 5 this morning. Joint favourite with Ballet Baby, number 7. It's been $4.80 out to 5 in the last hour or so. 4 Mini Power, 7 into $6. And Naya, number 5, is at $6.50. Perfect Pitch has also been back this morning, 11 into 9. But Sweet Ava, Ballet Baby are the joint favourites at the moment.
Race 8, Andrew, this is for the fillies and mares. Benchmark 70 over the 1,300. Speed in this race should come from Sweet Ava, who's drawn out, and Vinnie Power drawn closer to the fence, who likes to lead. And that's really the main speed in the race. Ballet Baby, perhaps pick of the day handy. But that's the way the pace should unfold here. I've gone 2.674. I'm with Ready Cat Go at the good odds. So I think she'll run a cheeky race here. She was very sharp late at Newcastle, winning a benchmark 64 on a good track last start. That was second up from a spell. Now, the form out of the race has really held up. Radical Impact ran second and has since run second again. Spanish Dream ran third, since came out and won impressively. And a horse with Kim Moore's called Keller squeezed through late to run fourth. Now, it came out and won well last Saturday as well. So there's been a stack of form out of that one race. So Ready Cat Go comes into this third up, gets the right sort of track conditions. I think she'll relish the big spaces at Randwick. And with the claim for Jean Van Overmeer, she's in very well at the weight, considering last start she beat the boys and now she's back against the girls. So number 2, Ready Cat Go, each way at the good odds in the 8th. To beat number 6, Perfect Pitch. Now, she's the interesting runner here for me, this daughter of Piero. She was a very handy 2-year-old, went around in a few group races. She's actually had 4 stakes races yet to place at that level. And then she resumed at Randwick in a benchmark 74, a really strong one behind Regine Condemned and Ranier. And she was one of the hard luck stories in the race. She never got a crack at them. And Gary Portelli threw her right into the deep end in the spring stakes at Newcastle, where she finished only 5 lengths behind Arameo. Here she is now back to the 1,300, right back in grade, gets the claim for Sam Weatherly. I think she can run a cheeky race if she gets some luck. Number 7, Ballet Baby. She's a good track specialist. She likes to be ridden with a sit. I think they'll be able to do that today. She was very good first up behind a smart one of Godolphin's called Pohutukawa at Warwick Farm. So make sure she goes into the multis. And the four, Vinnie Power, well, she's just a bit of a 1,300-metre specialist. She's had 10 starts at the trip for four wins and four placings, and she just flies under the radar. She'll be right up on speed again, making her own luck. 2, 6, 7, and 4 in race 8.
And at the moment, Ready Cat Go is $11.320 the place. Gee, Paul, you found a couple here at big odds today. Race 9, the last. Chunero, number 18, the favourite at $4.40 over Watchdog at 7.
Yeah, the lucky last, Andrew, and the benchmark 76 over the mile. We've got a big field thundering around the Randwick course proper. It'll be a good sight, a great way to close out the card. Plenty of speed in the race. You look right across the track here. There's speed everywhere. Nacho, Libre, and Watchdog drawn inside. But when you get outside, you've got the likes of Goodwood, Zodiac. You've got Anzi, and you've also got a horse right down the bottom there, DeBeak. So loads of speed. I think that'll suit my top pick number 7. I've gone 7, 12, 13, and 16. 7 goes on top. Omanika. This horse will relish the fast tempo in the last. He'll love Randwick. He's a horse who probably hasn't gone on with it this prep as much as I thought he would. Last prep, he went up to Queensland, contested a couple of group races, was placed in the Gunsin Stakes. He came back this prep. He topped a heavy track first up, didn't fire. Second up on the Kenzo, should have won. He got badly locked up in the straight, finished fourth, but he was a good thing beaten. And then he went to Canterbury last start, was hard in the market, but he basically was eased out of the race late with a concern about his action. He's since gone back to the trials at Rose Hill. He trialled super under Tommy Berry. And here he is at the races now with Sam Wedley aboard. And I think the beauty here is they can just let him relax, find his feet, keep him out of stride. And if he gets a clear crack at them late, I think he can blow them away. And we're getting good odds about him. Omanika in race 9. Other chances in the race, there are plenty of them. Number 12, Watchdog. He'll get a lovely run up near the speed. It's his first go at the mile. That's the only little niggle. But he's by helmet. And if he runs the trip out, he'll be very hard to catch. The 13, Guangzhou, this horse is ridiculous odds. The last start third at Geelong in a benchmark 70 with Karen McAvoy in the saddle behind Royal Order. He nearly should have won the race. He got badly held up for a lot of the straight. So the market's just missed this one completely for Hayes Davenick. They've snuck him over the border. And number 16, Carp Fever. Well, this was a good effort to win over the mile at Warwick Farm last start. Where he was on the turn, it was a miraculous effort to get through and beat them. And he gets in here with a very light weight. So from barrier one, he's got to be in the mix. So I've gone 7, 12, 13 and 16 in the lucky last.
All right, Paul, back in a moment to get your quaddy and your best bets. But at the moment in the last, Omanika is $11.360 the place, number 7. So they're tips for the 9 races, Paul. Give us your quaddy and your best.
Best bets, Andrew, the best bet of the day, race 6, number 1, Tactical Advantage. I think he's a class sprinter, so we get to see him here at the races today. And race 5, number 5, Travancore for Bryce Hayes, definitely my best value bet of the day. Although in saying that, there's a few there in the market, and a few of my top picks today are well into double figures. Now, if you're playing the quaddie, I'm sure plenty of punters will be. Why wouldn't you? Quaddie at Randwick on Melbourne Cup Day. This is the way I'll be playing it. First leg, numbers 1 and 2. Second leg, 9, 4, 13 and 6. Third leg, 2, 6, 7, 4 and 5. And the final leg, 7, 12, 13, 16 and 14. As usual, Andrew, $20 gets us 10%, so we're right on budget. A great cheap way to play the afternoon if you want some entertainment watching the races at Randwick.
Good on you, Paul. Really appreciated Paul Joyce and his full preview for Randwick with overcast skies, pretty overcast, but not a lot of rain until later tonight. So that's the good story for you folk listening to us back in Sydney. Here at Flemington, as I am about to leave you, Andrew Giorgio and Simon Harrison will bring you the Flemington Movers. We are only 20 minutes away from the first. The rain, it dropped off for a little while in its hardness, but it's come back. It is very, very strong rain again. The track is now a soft 5 at Flemington, but it's on the way, no doubt, to either a 6 or a 7. The rain, it looks very consistent over the next hour to 90 minutes. Rain coming through Kyneton, Castlemaine, it's all heading down towards Melbourne. We are going to get more significant rain over the top of Flemington.